May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the one whom we love, the one who loves us and gave His very life for us. Amen. I want to talk about John 15, focus on the words of Jesus, greater love has no one than that someone lays down his life for his friends. We pray as we consider the Word of God. Lord, we cannot live on mere bread alone, you teach us, but we truly live on every word that comes from your mouth. Open our ears to receive your word now, to receive it in faith with gladness. Grant us all the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the church we typically teach, there are three types of love, to kind of summarize things. There are Greek words for these types of love. We talk about eros, erotic love, romantic love, sexual love for husband and wife. We talk about philia, which is the love of friends. We have a lot of that in the church. Friendship love, caring for each other, Christian friends. And of course, we talk about agape love, the highest love, which is the love of sacrifice, the love of forgiveness, the unconditional love that gives and gives without expecting anything in return. I today want to talk about three types of love, but not eros, philia, and agape. Today I want to talk about a great love, and then a greater love, and then the greatest love. And I think on a rainy Mother's Day, we sit in God's house and we again can contemplate again the great, greater, and greatest love of our God for us. Is there anything better than that? That's better than barbecue at Calhoun's, ladies. That's better than Paleo's and the green fried, whatever they are, tomatoes, I'm sorry. To consider the love of God for moms, dads, children, the whole world. It's great, greater, and it's the greatest. Let's ponder that for a few minutes. First of all, great love. How do I define great love? All love is great, at least. How do I define great love? Great love is to lay down your possessions and your belongings for your friends, your time and your energy for your friends. I would use that as the definition for great love. Jesus says greater love is lay down your life for your friends. I'll take a step backward and say, well, then great love is to lay down your possessions, your belongings, your time, your talents, your treasures for your friends. This means simply that if my friend needs food, I will give him food. If my friend needs water, I will give him water. If he or she needs shelter, I provide shelter. That's great love, to meet the need. It's very practical. Love is not some queasy emotion that we fall in like a swimming pool. It is ever compelling action of giving to the other person. If my friend needs my ear, I give him or her my ear and listen. If my friend needs rebuke, for something, I will give him a gentle, loving rebuke for his or her actions. It's practical. Compelled by the love of God, I will generously, willingly meet the need of my neighbor. I'll lay down, I'll give up my possessions, my belongings, really all that I have, my time, my talents, my treasures. I'll give up all that for the sake of my friend to meet his need. And I won't keep a record of repayment. I did this for you, you got to repay me. I just do it willingly, generously. There are many examples of this great love in the Bible. I think of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan found the guy beat up on the side of the road, and what did he do? He didn't pass by like the others. He met the need. Bandaged up the wounds, took him to an inn, paid for his place in the inn, got him a doctor, no doubt, took care of him, met his needs. Great love. Didn't ask for a repayment either, as I read the story, just did it. I think of the boy who gave up his 5 loaves and 2 fish for the feeding of the 5,000. We often skip over that little boy. Obviously, he's not near as important as Jesus, but he did give up his entire lunch. Here's my 5 loaves, Jesus, my 2 fish I just give out of my heart to feed people. And look at how God blessed it, didn't he? If that boy hadn't given that food, what would have happened? I don't know. The widow. All right, LWML ladies, what'd the widow give? Her mite. And rightly so, Jesus wants that story remembered. She willingly gave all she had, generously, sacrificially gave what she had, her might. I think of the disciples. to follow their friend Jesus. They gave up a lot. They gave up their home, their job, possessions, relationships. They gave up a lot for their friend Jesus, gave up their belongings, their possessions. And we can't have Mother's Day if we don't mention moms as a great example of this type of love. When you think of mom, what do you think of? Giving love. How moms give and give and give and give and give of their belongings, their possessions, of all that they have, time and energy. They give and give and give and keep giving. That's what we celebrate when we think of moms, don't we? Of course, the best example is God. God created the whole earth. He owns everything. You don't own anything. I don't own anything. I don't think you own something. Don't ever call something that's mine. It's not yours. It belongs to God. God gave it to you. God created the heavens and the earth. Everything here is God's, and yet He shares it with all of us. He shares it with people that don't even believe in Him. The wicked. Rain falls on them too and makes their crops grow. Gives them homes and jobs too. He is a generous God who shares all good things of the whole planet universe with all people. Great love, which God would work in us, is to lay down your belongings, your possessions, your time, your energy, all that you have for the sake of another person. But then there's the greater love. And secondly, greater love is to lay down your life for your friends. This is a bit more, isn't it? It's one thing to give money, to give my time, to give my belongings, but to actually die for somebody, to lay down my life for somebody, I'm not so sure about that. This is greater love, as Jesus says. And certainly we immediately think of the cross as greater love. But I really think when Jesus says greater love has no one than this, that He laid down His life for His sins, He's not necessarily only talking about Himself here. We'll get to Jesus' greatest love here in a moment, which He doesn't really preach a sermon on. He just does at a cross. Here He says greater love has laid down your life to die. And this is what will happen with the disciples. He's talking to His disciples here, and He says, if you really love me, I'm really your friend, you will die for me. I'm going to call on you to die for me. And so as I think of this love, I think of Peter. Peter, who did give up his life for his friend Jesus. He hung upside down on a cross around 65 AD under the persecution of Nero. His brother Andrew probably died on an X cross, kind of sideways. They didn't want to die in the same manner of Jesus. Who would want to die that way? Jesus has that honor. I'll die sideways. He gave up his life for his friend. Thomas, doubting Thomas. He doubted for a little while, then he believed. We think went off to India and was stabbed in the back by a pagan priest out of jealousy for the gospel. He gave up his life for his friend Jesus. Bartholomew, or Nathanael, tradition says, was skinned alive. They skinned him like an animal, burned him, put his body in a bag and threw it in the ocean, trying to get rid of him. Yes, he gave up his life for his friend Jesus. You know how many martyrs there are in the world today? Christians that literally give up their life for Jesus. Now, we praise God we live in America where we can worship freely. But our problem is apathy and laziness. Ho-hum, there's a church all over the place. I can go whenever I want. Who cares? God forgive us for that laziness that we have. But it is estimated, it's hard to judge these things, it's estimated that every year, right around 100,000, 100,000 to 200,000 Christians are killed for their faith. CNN doesn't report it. CBS doesn't tell us about it. Africa, Middle East, Christians giving up their life for their friend Jesus. Maybe you and I will be called to be a missionary. Maybe here in America one day it won't be so good to be a Christian. We may have to give up our life. Maybe our grandkids will, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren will face persecution here in this land. It'll probably happen, to tell you the truth. Will they give up their life? Are we teaching them to give up their life for this friend, Jesus? You know, a survey taken in America not too long ago said that 82% of Americans believe in God. Now, what God it is, I don't know, but 82% said they believe in God. And then they were asked the question, would you give up your life for your faith? Would you die for your faith? 26% said they thought they would die for their faith. 82% believe, yes, I believe it. Will I die for it? I'm not real sure about that. 1 out of 4 will actually die for it. Very, very sad. We also might think in this category of greater love. In general, we think of policemen. We can think of firemen, our military people. We're coming up to Memorial Day, aren't we? Of soldiers that die for their friends, their country. They would be included in this too. They actually give up their life. They die doing their work for the sake of somebody else. There's great love. There's greater love. Then there's the greatest love, which Jesus displays at Calvary's cross. He doesn't just talk about it. He displays it openly, honestly, right there at the cross. And the greatest love is this. The greatest love is lay down your life and all your belongings and all your possessions, all your time and all your energy for your friends and your enemies and the entire world. Now, that's the greatest love. Not just to give to your friends. Not just to die for your friends. A lot of us would die for a friend. Husbands here would die for their wives, I'm sure, and their kids, and wives for their husbands, probably. But to lay down your life and to die for your enemies, and to give them everything that you own on top of it, and do that for your enemies too, and the whole world, only the Son of God can do such a thing. We find that at Calvary's cross, where Jesus gives up his life for us to make payment for our sins. Yes, all that's true. We're forgiven. Sins have been paid for. The debt's been paid. He gave up his life. He gave up more than that. He gives us all that he has too. He didn't say, I'm going to give you my life and keep everything else from you. He gives us his life and everything he has. He gives us his home. He gives us his home freely. It's called heaven. He gives us food freely. It's called communion today. He gives us water. It's called holy baptism. He gives us shelter, which is called the Christian church now. Shelter in the midst of the stormy lives that we live. He gives us his own Father. He gives us the Father. We have peace with the Father. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He spares nothing from us. He gives us his life and all that he has for his friends and his enemies. What a risk God takes here. You know, I heard on the radio where the world record for surfing was met not too long ago, where a guy actually surfed a wave. It's a world record now in Guinness Book of World Records. You know how high the wave was that he surfed? 78 feet. This guy is a nut. Going to a 78-foot wave. New world record. He's risking everything to have a little fun in a wave. Well, he might be a bit of a nut. Probably is. What a risk our God took. To hang on a cross. To give up everything. All that he has. Knowing in his foreknowledge that 2 out of 3 people wouldn't even want it. 2 out of 3 people reject it and say, I don't need a cross. Take it away, Jesus. He still loves. And he loves. Even his enemies. You and I as friends that are baptized. Gives up everything. I was at my daughter's graduation at UT. Megan's graduation on Wednesday. They had a nice graduation ceremony. And I was struck a little bit at the end of the ceremony, of course, at UT. The speaker, he quoted a song. I'm not sure what the song is. That doesn't matter. But it was a final word to the graduates there in her particular area. And I don't remember the whole song, but the refrain said something like that. I'm paraphrasing now. It said something like this. It said, I hope that you accomplish your dreams and your wishes come true. And the most important thing, realize there's somebody out there that loves you. Then they went through another little verse, and then another refrain again. Hope your dreams come true, your wishes come true. But the most important thing, know there's somebody out there that loves you. Did about 4 times. The most important thing, know that somebody out there loves you, graduates. And who am I thinking of? Well, I'm thinking of Jesus. Of course, who was he thinking of? The University of Tennessee. We are the ones that love you, graduates. And that's a fine thing to say at a graduation. What would you expect? And by the way, we'll give you our letter soon. You're an alumnus, to maybe give us a little money. Give a contribution. There is somebody out there that loves us. He's not some mysterious person. And he's not out there. He's actually right in here. And if we're baptized, he's right in here. And his name is Jesus. And in all the trials of life, may we know Jesus loves us. Jesus loves me. This I know. Share with me. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. how we praise God for great love today. Laying down your possessions, your belongings for your friends generously. Do that. God does it. We praise God for greater love, to lay down your very life for your friends. We praise God for the greatest love that's really found only in Jesus, to lay down your life and all that you have for your friends and your enemies for the salvation of the whole world. Praise be to Jesus for that greatest love. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.